Hello everyone, this is Mike Quinsey, Connecting the Light. My guest today is Siobhan O'Connor Moran, and she's a very successful woman, and she says so herself. She's an entrepreneur that has been in the corporate environment, who has worked with over 7,500 clients using healing energy, clairvoyance, and the business acumen she acquired while in corporate. Her niche is with helping people to achieve their heart's desire. She's also the author of three books, one called Shotgun Shopping, which we shall discuss. So welcome to the program, Siobhan.
Thank you for having me.
Have I pronounced your name correctly?
Oh, you did great. Yes, I appreciate it.
The whole set of names sounds very Irish.
Is there a connection? I don't know that it could be any less.
Is there a connection there?
Yes, my family, both sides of my family have mostly Irish. My father completely Irish, my mother mostly, and then I ended up taking a Scotsman's name, actually.
Right. Well, we all have many bloods, I think, in our family lines. In fact, my great-granddad came from Ireland, so I can profess to have a bit of Irish blood in me myself. Now, you seem to be a very busy lady. You're into so many things. Do you have any time for yourself?
I do. I'm actually taking one of those weekends for myself this weekend. So yes, I do.
Fine.
I ensure that I take time for myself, or else I think I'd be insane.
Right. I imagine you find yourself an armchair and just sit in there the whole time and rest, because you seem to be very active.
Well, I actually can't say that that's true. I do like to be active physically and mentally, and it seems like I have new ideas popping in all the time. It seems like I've got a new article idea or a new book idea, and it's only a matter of when I get to write them.
Right. So you've got a very active mind as well as being a very active person. Now, healing seems to crop up a lot in the type of work you do. So what type of healing methods do you use, and for what purpose?
I use a technique that I developed called Paramitas, and that's Paramitas. And Buddhists know it in terms of getting to the other shore. However, it's a technology that I developed over the course of my life about helping people through physical challenges or disease, mental stresses or imbalances, business issues, so physical, mental, emotional, spiritual, and financial.
Right. So how did you come to start with your interest in, shall we say, doing things for other people?
You know, that came through my dad. My dad always taught that, you know, if you're feeling bad, down, or worried, or your emotions are out of control, the first thing you want to do is go either give somebody some food or make them laugh. And
right.
While I was too shy to make them laugh, I was really good at giving people food or food for their brain.
Right.
And
yeah.
So it began there.
It's not surprising in that event that you actually do both, because you're very much into nutrition, healthy food, and you're also into creating a healthy brain, I believe. So you've summed it up very well there. I noticed that in your healing, you also seem to engage clairvoyance. So how do you do that? Are you doing a reading for your client, or is what you do using it for your own, shall we say, diagnosis?
That's a great question. You know, people will say, oh, will you read me? And you know, clairvoyance isn't something that I guess I would rather say that clairvoyance is something I've always had. I didn't know that I didn't have it. It's just something I've always understood. And I have many levels to it. And so I think it wasn't until the past 5, 10 years that I realize that there's actually a name for it. And when I work with somebody, whether it's on the physical body and some health issue or the some stuck issue that in their life or financial stuckness or even in their business, I always use that so that I can get to the core issue really fast. And that's what I like to do because I came from corporate, or I should say they trained me that, you know, you got to get the results. And so I'm a little impatient in helping people, and I want the results. So I use that when I work with clients, and I teach people that they can use that too. So it's important, I think.
Yeah. Would you say it borders on really being intuitive?
Well, there's an aspect of intuition, and everybody has intuition. It's just a matter of how developed it is and how clear your energy field is to really, really get good, clear information. So a lot of people are very intuitive. However, they'll go into their own doubts or get into a dialogue. And really, if you just, you know, learn that the first 38 seconds of any decision is going to be your highest and best intuition, you're going to be a better intuitive for yourself, if not for others.
Yes. So now I notice you've worked with people with quite serious problems. You mentioned people who have in fact survived cancer, tumors, suicide, poisoning. So you've given yourself some really tough problems to deal with. So what type of healing are you involved in? You've mentioned energy. Is it all energy healing?
I consider everything I do energy and energy healing in the fact that even if it's a belief or a pattern or a program or an attitude that needs to shift, that energy has to be transformed and transmuted and or disintegrated so that the body, brain, soul can have fast healing. So everything is based upon light and energy, and it's just a matter of what tools I use to get to that end result.
Right. Now, as something of a contrast, you also talk of creating financial freedom where there was none. Yeah, give me an example of what you mean and how you deal with it.
I think a great example would be that I have my own radio show, and I got some feedback from somebody I don't even know that was just a listener, and I had given a tool over the air, over one show, and she sent me an email and she said, I've had no money in my wallet for weeks on end and I'm in pretty dire straits, and you gave me this tool. I used it and all of a sudden I have $300 in my wallet at all times. And it's really about getting those blocks and obstacles out of the way to say, hey, there's possibility. And my favorite saying is, miracles happen when there's possibility. Possibility happens when the heart is open. And so I just do whatever I can to open the heart so that it can be more receptive to new and different ways of thinking, being, and interacting energetically.
Right. I mean, most of the problems, I believe, are lack where you have bills to pay. So how do you set people up so that they can run their life more successfully?
Oh, great question. Yeah, most people do focus on lack, and that's the key challenge, is they focus on what they don't have or what they're not going to have rather than what is possible and what can come in. And I know every person. I have yet to meet one person so far that I've interacted with, all of the tens of thousands of people that I've taught or whatever, that has not said to me at one point in time that they didn't have something that they desperately, desperately needed. Now, the key is to get to that state of mind or state of being so that happens more regularly. Now, Creator created us so that we are supposed to have that. However, our programs, patterns, attitudes, beliefs, circumstances, supposedly, keep us from that, and that is not necessarily true. We just have to really get out of our own way. So a great tool would be to think about what you're saying. Actually, better yet, think about what other people are saying and realize how much lack they're creating in their own life. I was giving a talk yesterday, and I met some people later, and she says, well, you know, I can't lose weight. You know, I've been trying for 6 years. I just can't. And I said, well, has anything changed? And she said, well, you know, and then she gave me a few circumstances that nothing has changed, and all she's holding on to is anger. Now, anger will keep anything that you want away from you, anything that you truly, truly desire, money, health, whatever that is, and to transform and transmute the anger from that deep, red, dark, goopy energy to something more light and vibrant and feathery is only going to bring those things to you.
Yes. Now, isn't there a possibility that some people, particularly from a financial point of view, expect too much out of life? I mean, their goals are really unrealistic.
Yeah, I have a client, which is a great story. He came to me and he said, I want to have, I don't know how many billions of dollars, but he wanted to have billions and billions of dollars. And I said, okay, well, let's set that in motion and see what happens.
Yes.
And he made some very bad choices in order to have this billions of dollars. And he's a very highly ethical person. So the choices were conflicting with his ethics. And it was keeping him from having those billions of dollars. Now, the interesting thing that he's learned over the course of the time of being together and working on things is, he said to me just the other day, he said, you know, I have more than billions of dollars with my health and my family and the income that I'm producing than I ever thought I could possibly put into a monetary term. And I'm going to have a lot of money, even more than I have now. However, I'm really amazed at those billions of dollars are not in financial reward, which is what I thought I wanted. So I tell people to strive big, though.
Yeah. Well, that's great, really, a great result, because surely all we need is sufficient, isn't it? I mean, we would all like to have a little nest egg on the side, but as long as we have sufficient, we can have a quite enjoyable life.
Well, I always call it, you know, I have more than enough. And if you keep saying that, I have more than enough, then more than enough comes.
Right.
If you keep saying, I don't have enough, or there isn't any money there, or I can't, or I call them the N apostrophe T's, that if you keep saying these, then you won't.
I can see you're obviously well into the idea of the law of attraction.
Well, I didn't know that's what it was called. I've just always done it.
Right, yes. Well, it is, obviously. What you're saying is what you think of, even if it's something you don't want, you actually attract to yourself.
Actually, you know, it's so true. Even, and I was talking about this yesterday that with a therapist, and it's what Carl Jung calls, even in our deepest unconscious, we have what's called the perfect setup. And that means we're set up in our unconscious, in our energetic body, to attract to us what we need to either heal, resolve, or get the heck out of the way.
Yes, yes. I mean, I might ask you, do you believe that people come into life with some sort of life plan?
You know, having seen many, I have seen various life plans, and I've seen it from a very strict life plan to a very free-flowing, opportunistic life plan. So I've seen it in various different manners, which I know doesn't fit with our with a lot of beliefs. However, after seeing so many of them, I can only say that's what I've seen.
Yes. I tend to believe that, which is why I did ask you the question there. It does mean that if you have a life plan, that there may be things that you want out of life that you haven't actually planned for. So maybe in spite of everything, they won't actually come your way. Do people present you with relationship problems, i.e. I'm looking for a mate and I can't find one? Do you have to deal with that sort of thing?
Oh yeah. Those are some of my favorite things. That and yeah. I want a baby.
Yeah. Right. Well, what do you tell them?
I tell them, you know, we can have anything that we allow and we set ourselves up for, and let's just see what the energy presents and where we need to clear the obstacle. And miracles happen every time. You know, every day. I love what I do because I get to see so many miracles.
Right, yes. Now we're going to come on to what must be one of your favorite subjects at the moment. That is your book called Shotgun Shopping. Now, that's an unusual title. How did you arrive at that?
Yeah, I've gotten a little bit of flack for that. you know, I have acquired a lot of things, as you can imagine by the way I speak, by magnetizing them to me, because I don't like to shop, and that's what I talk a lot about in the book, is how much I don't like to shop. And one day I had bought a new house and I'd given everything away and I thought, oh, I want a fresh start. And then I thought, oh my God, I don't even have a bed to sleep on. I'm in big trouble. And so what I started to reflect on was what people would tell me about clothes or shoes or things that they knew about me, saying, oh, where did you get that? And then I'd start telling a story. And finally, I kind of got tired of my own stories. And I was like, oh, you know, I just got a shotgun shopping. And everybody just looked at me like, oh, yeah, of course, like they knew what that was. And so I stayed with the title.
All right, okay. Now, your book is to help people achieve their dreams. Does it cover all the type of things that you have in your workshops? I mean, is it really an expression of what you do anyway?
I'm sorry, I didn't hear the question.
Well, I'm asking you, what you have in your book, does that really cover what you actually teach people, say, in your workshops or your courses or talk about in your articles?
Oh, absolutely. However, it's all tongue-in-cheek. It's all poking fun at myself and poking fun at how we think and act and believe and we interact with shopping and buying and acquiring and not saving or saving or making decisions that are what I call negative buying situations.
Right.
So it's really all about how much fun can we have so that every single person on the planet has an opportunity to understand that they can manifest exactly what they want. And that's what the tools are about.
Right. Well, you do talk about energy and abundance and how. So how can we tap into it?
Okay. A great thing would be, yes, everyone says to meditate. However, we meditate on the problem. We don't meditate on the solution. So shotgun shopping is about meditating on the solution. And the solution would be you need to have, let's say, certain things from the supermarket. You have a list. You go in, or you have a general idea of what you want at the supermarket. You go in, you pick it up, you leave. You don't take the entire market with you. And so you're pretty clear when you go about food. You know how much you have to spend, etc. For the most part. Probably more so now these days than before. And
right.
The objective is to really have great clarity, and everything that you want to do in life really requires a great deal of clarity and, you know, a lot of self-honesty. You know, we do a lot of affirmations, and affirmations aren't always solving the problem. They're creating a problem on top of the challenge, and we really just have to be clear before we start doing affirmations.
Right. Now, you have meditation CDs, I notice. What type of meditations do you recommend for people perhaps that are trying to find the solutions to their problems?
I recommend ones that are simple, short, and that you will do repeatedly. And
right.
the reason for that is I've met so many thousands of people that say, oh, I used to meditate, and I gave that up. Oh, I should meditate, but I don't have time. And I've heard them all. And so the CDs we put together are 15 minutes long. That's about our attention span, and that's about how long we can handle in our lives. And so if you're going to do something, if you only do it for 15 minutes, then you're getting far greater benefit from doing that than you are from doing nothing.
That sounds about right to me. I notice you actually have a meditation for world peace, and you lead sometimes quite large groups. Tell me how that came about, and what type of meditation is that?
Oh, you know, thank you for asking that. That is something I don't get to talk about much, and it is something I did years ago that I just wanted to give something back to the world, and it was something that needed to be really simple and that anybody could have without me having a lot of involvement. So we created this website, and it's a downloadable CD, and we've had, I think, to date over, I don't know, 60 or 70,000 downloads of the CD. And the objective is to just create soothing and peace where there may be none. And it's just my way of giving something little back. And if people only ever listen to it once, then we've done something great. However, the groups are put together so that we can transform the earth and all of the strife and wars and all of the different funky energies that are around to something that's more positive and high vibrational.
That's a very lovely thought. I see you actually go a bit further than that, because you say that you give back to the community in different ways, from the homeless programs to running a community clinic. Is that still something you do?
Yeah, it's been going for 15 years every single Monday night. And if people can't make it physically, some of them send us pictures, and we have my practitioners and graduates come and they work on people. You know, it's kind of like a mini session, and amazing things happen there. So we do a meditation and a little, maybe 5-minute chat, and then we do the healing work there.
Right. Yes. Oh, well, that proves how busy you are, and also. if that isn't enough, you're the founder of Living Foods Restaurant, which is both vegetarian and vegan. That's maybe surprising. So what do you think is wrong with the Western diet?
Oh, gosh.
Everything you said.
Yeah. You know, I think our Western diet is too many fast food and chemicalized things that have gotten us into a lot of trouble.
Well, you're going to tell us what are your pet hates in Western food?
Oh, well, let's see. You know, it's not that I don't love food. However, it's important to really understand that what we put into our bodies is reflective of what's going on in the planet. And if we put something fast in our bodies, then our bodies are going to respond in a fast, oh my God, you know, fight or flight way. And so the purpose of it is to really create a different awareness that good food can taste great, and it is available in more places than you know. And to teach people that really simple things like getting back to basics of apples and oranges and you know, things that we just blend together can taste extraordinary and won't take a long time. And then the body starts to heal itself that much more quickly.
Yes. I love vegetarian food, but there is some thought at times that if you go to what people consider an extreme to become a vegan, that can lead to lack in the sense that it's not sufficient for your body. What do you think about that?
You know, I think there are lots of conflicts on that. And here's my belief on that and my understanding from all of the many people I've worked with is it's not for everybody. Do not be extreme about anything. If you take it gradually, then your body will be happier. If you do something more extreme, then your body's going to have a fit. It's going to have a temper tantrum. And not everybody's meant to be vegetarian or vegan. However, if you do add more high vibrational foods and green things into your life, you're just going to tend to go that way because you like feeling good. It kind of makes you feel good. And who doesn't like to feel good?
Absolutely. I mean, my wife and I love salads. All through the whole year, we have them maybe 3 or 4 times a week. And I absolutely love them. So I can vouch for the fact that I'm healthy. At least I believe that's why. Anyway, yet another thing that you're into is your wellness center, which is for creating health and wealth. Now, do you mean money, wealth, or something else?
You know, if you create good health, wealth comes. And what's the old adage that everybody's saying these days, that we spend all of our lives trying to get money and we spend all of our money trying to get health?
Right.
And if you have a health first, then you always have wealth. And you always be able to materialize or manifest anything you want.
That's a clever way of looking at it, and so very true. I guess it doesn't matter which part of the world you're in. Bad health is very costly, isn't it?
All the time.
Yeah. Now, your claims to fame are never ending. You now have the Tree of Life Center. Tell us about that.
I think I'm getting exhausted.
Yeah, you must be.
No, thank goodness I have lots of energy. I use all my tools. Yeah, the Tree of Life Center is just an extension of just bringing things out to the community. If we change our community, we change our world.
Right. So you talk also as part of your range of treatment, if you like, of healing products. So what type of products do you have? I mean, what do you use them for?
You know, we do need support and supplements, and we do need really good things that the body will digest and will not reject. And a lot of people's bodies are actually more sick from the stuff that they take. Just the other day, I had a client walk in with two full boxes, fishing tackle boxes of supplements. There must have been 35 supplements that this gentleman was taking 3 to 4 times a day. And first of all, that's costly. Second of all, some of them counterproduct the others, and we have to be very careful. And so everything that we've decided to put into the center, I have a rule that it has to go in my body first, and I'm the first guinea pig.
Yeah.
And I want to know what it does to my cells. I want to know how it makes my body feel. I want to know if it's going to make it feel tired, if it's going to make it feel too alert, if it's going to make it feel, what it's going to make it feel like. And so some of the products include a couple vitamin products, a couple green, super green products, because not everybody likes to eat salads, Mike. So, and I have a lot of people who reject green things, and so we have a superfood product. And then we also have sprays that create good energy in the space. So I'm sure you've been around people who aren't so positive, and these sprays work great to just clear the space, and you feel amazing.
Right.
So those are a couple of them, and we do have some other soy candles, and we have some meditation type products that are not CDs and things like that.
Right. Is all that available from you direct from the site?
Yes, it's energeticsolutions.net.
Right, okay. Well, I'll get you to give our listeners your website addresses at the end of the program anyway. I'm looking at your photograph at the moment, and I must say your body looks pretty good, so you must be doing the right thing.
Yeah, I think so. I eat pretty healthy, and yeah. I got to say, it's the energy thing. That's really what it is. It's the energy thing.
Yes, I believe you there. The chemicalized and processed foods, as far as I can see, don't actually give you any energy, whereas you eat the energy, if you like, don't you, when you eat fresh foods, fruits and veg.
Exactly. And, you know, the things that we need in our body most to rid ourselves of all the chemicals we put in it are minerals. And every time we eat fruits and vegetables, we're pulling out some of those bad things that have eaten away the minerals. So osteoporosis is one of the things that's very rampant in the United States. And if we were just to eat things like spinach or kale or a couple of other green items, we would reverse a lot of these things. However, we've gotten away from that. And, we can eat our energy. And we could also breathe. We don't breathe very well here in this world, except in India.
Right.
But we need to take and really learn how to breathe. And a lot of people teach breathing. However, you need to really learn how to breathe in your daily life.
It's the basis for that breathing deeply, so that you really clear your lungs each time.
You know, the basis is rhythmic. And as you create a pattern and a rhythm, then you're able to bring that into your system and nutrify your cells. And anything that you're doing in your life can be more vibrant and not be so eaten up by negativity or stress or worry or fear. So every time we're feeling stressed or negative, the best thing to do is to just take a big breath in. And that has to be the lowest part of our belly, and then exhale everything out, and not necessarily through our mouth.
Right. And I'm sure you must be anti-smoking.
Well, yeah, that's pretty clear. Yeah, I haven't met anybody, you know, I got to say, I haven't met anybody that I've told to smoke, that's for sure.
Right.
I do try to get them off that as fast as possible.
I mean, it can't be good, can it, to take in tobacco, tar, and things like that into your lungs, certainly not over a long period.
I can't imagine. I mean, our bodies aren't meant to really, I think our bodies are really meant to live in nature and really have much more vibration and breath going in and out than we've allowed.
Yes, I agree. Now, you talk of your approach, which bridges traditional medicine therapies and complementary practices. I take it for absolute certainty that drugs have no place in your teaching.
You know, I would love to say that is accurate. However, it would be impossible for me to say to my clients, "Oh, you know what? Just get off everything today, and then we'll take care of the rest." And the body would have a fit anyway. So I work with a team of people. Some of them include MDs and chemists and so on and so forth, that really subscribe to the fact that the body's not meant to be on all of these things. Now let's help the body get off of these things naturally, and use it with food and use it with the meditation and proper healing and proper self-care, so that it can do what it's supposed to do to get off of those items that it should not be on. I just had a client a day or two ago who told me that her she had kidney replacement. And her anti-rejection drugs, because of the healing work and the transformation that we've been doing with her, and it's only about 6 months, have been reduced by half, and her doctor told her that would never happen in her lifetime.
Right.
So I know it's possible.
Yes. I had a guest recently who at one time was ill, and she was put on Valium, and she became addicted to it, and the dosage increased, and she reached a state where she was so ill she had to go into hospital, and she nearly died. I mean, this may also be with the result of a connected illness as well. But she managed to put that right, and from that point on, she had a different perspective of life and a different feeling.
Yeah, it's important. I came from the pharmaceutical industry, so, you know, I certainly know both sides of the coin. And there are some things that are good for the interim. However, I don't believe that everything should be forever. I mean, vitamins, the same vitamin regime is not forever. You're not the same body or person every single day. So forever is a long time. I think it creates a counterproductive chemical imbalance.
Yes, indeed. Now, as if you aren't into enough things, you also do a newsletter and a free report. So give our listeners an idea of what a typical one might be about.
You know, my newsletter is pretty personalized. I talk about what I've discovered over the past week or so, or what's going on energetically or planetary wise, or what might be coming up. And it's not like I do astrology, because I don't, but I definitely am incredibly aware of the energies and tendencies and patterns. And then I also talk about different things that we've developed, like videos and things to share with people out in the world about these tools, and really give everybody an opportunity to understand what I'm talking about verbally in a visual way. So we have a bunch of stuff on YouTube. And then we talk about our radio show, and I think our last newsletter has a profile about one of the graduates and some of her pretty amazing success stories that she had forwarded to me. And so there's always something new and good, so that everybody has an opportunity to play and have an energetic tool each and every week.
Yes. Fine. Now, you talk about having a different perspective on life, and you mention how everything is connected. Do I sense that you have a spiritual understanding there?
Ah, that's my most favorite part.
Oh, right, good.
Yeah, I teach a lot of wisdom and spirituality, and I would say my role has been given to me so that I can take these, you know, esoteric principles and bring them down to everybody in a more clear and easy to understand manner. And I love the esoteric sciences. I love the spirituality, and if I didn't do my own meditations, then I would definitely be a hypocrite. So spirituality is the key to, I think, our greatest connection.
Yes. So do you believe that life is infinite?
Life in one body is not infinite. However, life is ongoing and upward, in an upward spiraling trend, is how I like to speak about it. So we're always moving upward. Sometimes we're a little bit more slow at it, and we are always progressing, even if we have a moment where we're stopping in our soul development. And, there are many aspects of things that we will not understand until we are much clearer in our own minds and our thoughts and our bodies and our emotions. And every time you get a little bit more clear, you have a deeper understanding of how infinite our universe is, as well as the possibilities for lifetimes.
Right.
In ways we don't understand.
I think I was really heading towards the idea of reincarnation, whether you actually believe that these series of lives or developments are actually part of it.
Well, I think it would be rude of us to say that it's impossible, given all of the things I've seen. And I just had a sense of it when I came in to the Earth, and I just always knew that there was some other time that I'd been here. And not everybody has that belief, and that's okay. And you don't have to believe it. it's just an is, and you know, it's all, we get all caught up in the words, and I think we get a little causes us a little dogma and a little danger. So, in my estimation, and from what I've seen, that's what it is. It's just an is.
Right. Now, I'd like to come back to something we mentioned a bit earlier about your parameters. Looking at it, it seems to me they're all about mind, body, and energy. You talk about transformation to learn techniques in your workshop to heal the body. You actually talk of sound. Do you use sound healing?
Mm-hmm, absolutely. Sound is everything.
Right.
I mean, light and sound are the two things that transform. And sound is imperative, yes.
Right. Now, you've already spoken about breathing, and I notice you also include psychic energies, which you say people experience. Can you explain what that is about?
Psychic energies would be things that you feel or sense from another who is maybe not thinking of you in a most positive way or wishing you wouldn't do as well as you are doing. So that would be considered a psychic energy. However, on the positive end of psychic energy, blessings and prayers, that's a psychic energy. It's the only ones that really impact us in a harmful way are the negative ones.
Right. You do also talk, which we have referred to, intuition and how to use it. That's fine. What do you think the difference is between natural healing methods, herbs, etc., to other healing methods? I mean, are you talking about, say, the old-fashioned recipe for coughs and colds might have been taking some form of lung syrup? Do you call that a traditional method?
It's part of our process. It's just a matter of if we are doing what's actually right for our body. So in order to get really good with healing and having a tradition versus non-tradition, it's about getting the person aware of their own body to say, is that cough syrup the right thing for my body today, or is it the right thing that's going to help it heal? So tradition, you know, if there's a chemical in it, then, you know, I'm challenged. If there's a way to do it naturally, and I know there are, because I've used lots of those, that herbs work. I mean, they really work. And blessed herbs work even more.
Right, so that's really, I guess, coming back to being intuitive before you use something, whether you feel it's right for you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and really listening, really listening.
Right. You talk of being able to scan the inside of your body like an MRI. That sounds almost impossible to do.
Somebody told me a long time ago, before I'd read any other books, they said, oh, you do that medical intuitive thing. And I said, I don't know what that is. I said, I just see where the problem is or see where there's something that shouldn't be there. And we go from there. We work on it.
Right.
And they said, well, yeah, that's like an MRI. And I said, well, that kind of sounds like that, doesn't it?
Yes,
and
indeed.
We can all do that.
Right, so in your workshops, you're not actually saying that you're trying to teach people to do it themselves. It's something you do.
Everybody has the ability. It's just a matter of where they are in the process. And people can be taught, yes.
Right. Now, you talk also, because you put levels on parameters, in level 3 is energy, and you're talking about tapping the energy of the cosmos. You must tell us about that.
Mm. Well, if we're disconnected, then we are going to be using our energy, our own energy. We're depleting ourselves, depleting our body and ourselves. And if we get plugged in to source, cosmos, all of those energies at different levels, then what happens is we will be a conduit for that to come through us, whether it's for our own healing and transformation or whether it's for a client. Or just a friend. And unless we do that, then we're not, we're kind of in our ego, and we're really not allowing the highest amount of energy and transformation to come through us.
Right. Okay, I'm going to move on to your articles, because there's another talent of yours. You seem to write lots of them, and I like the titles of quite a few of them. Now, we've probably got about 6 or 7 minutes left, so I'd like to just ask you about one or two that you have there. I like the idea of gratitude is an attitude. What would you say about that?
You know, that was written after somebody was bragging to me about how much we really needed to transform the heart and do all of these, you know, heart activation things. And I thought, you know what? I don't think that's 100% true. Let me do some investigation. And so I started just doing my own research, and I found out that gratitude vibrates higher than love.
Right.
And I found out that even the most hardened criminals have gratitude for some one thing in their life, and not always do they have love. However, they do have or will have had some form of gratitude in their life, and gratitude is like a great installation that's already pre-programmed in our cellular and soul system. And all we have to do is tap into the attitude of it.
Yes. So. Yeah, I think that's a very nice point there. One of the other ones I like, because I believe this is perfectly true, is that we need to let go of things. But you talk of the power of letting go. How do you see that works?
If we don't let go, here in our Western world, we're taught to hold on. You know, hold on to your mom, hold on so you don't fall, and hold on, we're taught to hold on. We're not really taught how to let go. And if we don't let go, then we can't allow new space. We can't allow new things in. So if we keep holding on and accumulating, we're not able to walk into our house anymore. And if we let go, then we can allow new things into our lives. And so letting go is an emotional thing, it's a physical thing, and if we don't let go, then we're going to be just spinning in a rut.
Right. Do you think that some people hold negative energies without realizing it? There's a lady that often figures in the press in the UK from time to time. One of her children was murdered many, many years ago. And when she comments about it, she still can't give up her lack of forgiveness, if you like. I express it differently. She cannot forgive the people who murdered her child. I would think that is something that you really have to try and give up, is it not?
Yeah, that's imperative. That's imperative. If you don't even let go of some of that, then you're just creating poison in your body. I mean, anger and lack of forgiveness and resentment actually show up as an acid in the system.
Right. I liked your article under the title of Frozen Shoulder Could Be the Result of Others' Energy. That sounds funny.
Yeah.
We all wake up some mornings with pains in our shoulder, but I've always put that down to perhaps lying on that side and making it feel uncomfortable. What have you got to say about that?
I would love to say that that's 100% true, but I would say it's probably more like 20% true, and the 80% has to do with something going on with our heart issues and lack of forgiveness or or steeliness or harshness with others. So if we take a look at that, I have a feeling you might be surprised to find all kinds of interesting things there.
Well, I must confess I don't get shooting pains. It's only a very mild form of discomfort, and I tend to like to sleep on my side. So I guess that may be partly responsible at times. At least that's my story for it.
I'll go with you there.
Right. Now, I think it might be a good time for you to give people your different website addresses and tell us which one maybe they can buy your CDs from. So the stage is yours for a minute or two.
Oh, thanks, Mike. You can go to SiobhanMoran.com, which is SHEEV as in Victor, AUN, M as in Mary, ORAN.com. And you can buy all of the products there. They're listed in categories. Or if you just want them all in one fell swoop, just go to energeticsolutions.net, energeticsolutions.net. And that's where you can sign up for our World Peace Meditations and join us anywhere in the world via phone at no cost.
Right.
And then the meditation site for the free download is meditationandtransformation.com.
Oh, I haven't got that one. Would you repeat that one?
Yes, it's meditation, M-E-D-I-T-A-T-I-O-N, meditation, and A-N-D, transformation.com, and that's the free download for the World Peace Healing Meditation CD.
Right, okay. Which one do they get your free newsletter from? The first one, Siobhan Moran?
SiobhanMoran.com, yes.
Right, okay. What about your book?
You can get that there on the left-hand side, and just click on that. And I actually think we have like a little discount going on right now. I don't recall what it is, but I know it's some discount for all of the programs that I've been on recently. So.
Right. So are you saying you sell the book direct?
We do, and you can get it through Amazon. Or
right,
I think BarnesandNoble.com as well.
Right. Let's see. We have about half a minute left before I announce next week's guest. Have you got a message for our listeners?
I would say tap into your heart, touch your heart, smile a little bit more, and believe that anything is possible, and open your heart to possibility, and things will change very, very fast.
Right, that is a lovely message. Been very enjoyable having you on the program, and the time's flown by. It's very interesting indeed, and I wish you every success with your book. Has it been out very long?
It's been out since March. We've done pretty well. Yes. But thank you, Mike.
Okay. Right, good. Thank you very much. Really enjoyable. Friends, I bet you also enjoyed that one. Next week, I have the return of Dr. Ross Emery, who is a very interesting character. He's a professional psychic, counselor, life coach, medical intuitive, and also an author of quite a few books. And he's got a new book, which I guess must be out by now, called Managing the Gifted ADD Child. He has DVDs, which are called the Spiritual Development Series. He's got his own podcast. He's done TV appearances. So he's a very interesting person all through. So I hope you've enjoyed it tonight, and I'm sure you have. I say tonight because where I am, it's in the evening where I'm doing my part from. And I hope you can be with me next week. Thank you very much, everybody. God bless you all. Thank you.